Welcome to episode 10, implement strategic price increases to have massive cash months. This is a strategy that I have used over and over again to create $27,000, $35,000, $45,000 quarters and months using price increases. And I'm going to walk you through my journey from when I went full-time as an entrepreneur in the spring of 2022 until now, and what my price increases have looked like in order to scale to multi six figures. Let's start with the fact that when I sold my very first mastermind in early 2022, it was only $350. I worked with a coach who helped me to see my value, and this is why I'm so passionate about doing the same for others. For the first time ever in May of 2022, I started charging $3,000 for 3 months to work with me as a one-on-one private coach. Now, this very first price increase that people do is often scary. Some of you listening might have already surpassed it, but the reality is when you pitch it, you've just got to do it. And so much of how you pitch it has to do with your tone and your body language. It also has to do with stopping your hesitation after you state the price, and creating a seamless transition so that it causes both you and the client, potential client on the other line, to feel confident. This seamless transition is created when you go straight into talking through what is included in your coaching or service provider package. Now, the key here is to make sure that you're communicating those transformations that you get for clients and not the benefits. Saying something like you get Voxer access isn't going to convince me to pay you $3,000. We need to know the transformations. So over the course of that summer and into the fall, I increased my one-to-one package for this three-month period all the way up to $6,000. In November of 2023, That was November of 2022. So I increased those prices all the way up until November of 2022 with my one-to-one package. From there, I said, okay, I was booked out. I could no longer take on one-to-one clients. So I decided to create a group program. But what I wasn't okay with was taking the customized support totally out of my one-to-one offer. I'm a very detail-oriented person. So I wanted to have high-level touch points with my clients still. So I decided to do a hybrid model instead of a group program. So when I first launched this new hybrid group program, I charged just over $4,000, so $4,500 for that group hybrid offer. I gradually increased this price throughout 2023, all the way up to $12,000. In January and April, I did two of my biggest price increases. In that January is when I went up to $6,000, and in that April is when I went up to almost $8,000 for my payment plans. I maintained that throughout the summer, and then in August, I sold my very first $14,000 one-to-one consulting package. Now, prior to this, in the midst of my group hybrid offer, I had also sprinkled in some $20,000, $40,000, and $60,000 plus consulting packages for my work as an educational consultant. So this also greatly boosted my income and was a different funnel than what I was using for my group hybrid program. So this is why if you already have a high ticket funnel, you can build other multiple high ticket funnels to create multiple streams of revenue with a variety of offer structures. So by the time I got this offer all the way up to almost $12,000, I had a personal shift in motherhood where I said, you know what, my toddler is running around like crazy. This is at the start of January 2024. By the way, I have invested over $60,000 in coaches and services for my own learning, growth, and outsourcing. That's important to note here. When you invest, you are putting your mouth where your money is. So you are saying, I believe in myself enough to make back these investments no matter what. You are self-led in the fact that you're going to get something out of those investments no matter what. You're going to take what you need from those mentors, coaches, consultants, and service providers. So when I started to feel this internal shift, and you'll feel these at different times throughout your business where your capacity changes for what you feel like you can offer. I phased out my one-to-one supports from the group program and started selling my funnel building programs passively, meaning I sold the course component only. And I have a plan to relaunch all of these programs, but within a different type of offer that is going to require less time while making me more money. And this brings up the definition of scaling. Okay, scaling is making more money while working less hours. A lot of people think scaling means you're booked out and you're at capacity, whether this be in a group program or a one-to-one program. The goal is actually, no matter the type of offer structure you have, to learn how to work less hours over the course of making more money. This requires an insane level of self-awareness and internal leadership in order to translate that to others when you're building a team or when you're building out a new offer that's going to provide the same results for people that your one-to-one services do. The mistake that I often see people make is they say, oh, I want to create a mastermind or a course, yet they don't actually know what their process looks like. Your one-to-one process with your clients that you know gets results, that you experiment with for 6 months or more through trial and error, your process is going to be revealed. And that's what you can put into a course or into a mastermind, right? Because you're going to discover what are the pieces of my teaching that I can automate and put into trainings? What are the pieces of my mentorship or coaching that need to happen live on a call? And what are the coaching, consulting, or mentorship pieces that need to happen inside of a one-to-one setting or a voice app? When you have those nailed down, no matter the kind of offer you build is going to be successful because you're going to know what goes where. So now that you've kind of heard the trajectory of my price increases, the amount of money I charged for my one-to-one versus group over time, let's dive into what this looked like to actually share with current clients and new clients these price increases. I will say this, my price increases were always backed up by client results. Your client results, whether they are tangible or non-tangible ROI, non-tangible ROI being things like confidence or freedom or time management. Tangible ROI being things like money, other things that you could potentially measure for a client and get a number on. You can do that through percent increases or decreases, as well as client averages. So my price increases were always backed up by client testimonial videos and client screenshots. This is why working one-to-one with clients can be so, so powerful, because it really provides the foundation and the springboard from which you can then launch a mastermind or a group program or a course. And this is the exact trajectory that I have followed with both my price increases and my offer suite. And by the way, I started off charging high ticket, right? Now, I might have had a $350 mastermind to begin with, but that's because I didn't know any better. Once I hired a coach to help me, I right off the bat started charging $3,000 and I had people lining up to pay me. Why? Because my results backed it up. So this is why I had my highest cash months. In January 2023, I did 27K. In April of 2023, I did 35K. In December, I did 16K. I averaged far above 10K per month, largely due to these price increases that I would implement every 2 to 3 months, okay? So another big part of these price increases was a guarantee. A lot of people are hesitant to do guarantees because they don't know the legalities of them. But when you frame them correctly and you have it properly input into your contract, which is something I can help you with, this is a magnet for giving some people the security that they need to invest in you. It's not to say that you have to do that. I no longer sell with a guarantee, but I did for a period of time when I first started out. And if that's not something you don't want to do, you don't have to. Not all of my clients decide to do that, yet they're still successful. This is why you've got to align your business values, mission, and vision with whatever coach or consultant you're working with. You've got to be able to sift through the information and make decisions for yourself while also implementing the framework and strategy to fidelity. So these price increases, to bring it back to the testimonials, that was always my basis for them. And then I gave anywhere from 1 week to 4 weeks for people to hop on board with that price increase. And they could either do that through booking a call with me, okay, and that would lock in their rate. Or they could just, if they had been on a call with me before to apply, then they could go ahead and enroll in that offer. Every time I did a price increase, I also included really powerful bonuses. Okay, when you create bonuses, you want to speak to misconceptions, hesitations, and objections that your ideal clients have. Bonuses are meant to close the gaps on the things that your dream clients have doubts about, the things that they want to see results with right away that would push them over the edge to a heck yes. So let's recap. Client results and testimonials. We also have the bonuses, and this was all done in a period of 1 to 4 weeks. Now let's talk about how many emails were sent out. Throughout an email long sequence talking about these price increases, here's the thing. It's not buy this before the price goes up as the topic of every single email. The topics are educating for your emails, are educating your audience on why they need you. So we're actually continuing to pump out free value, causing your dream clients to be aware of why their problem exists, while connecting with them on a very personal level. So they're getting to know you even more through these emails. So you're sending out at least one email a day. And then in the final 2 to 3 days over the course of a week, you're sending out 2 to 3 emails a day. My unsubscribe rate is incredibly low. I rarely, if anything, I would have 2 to 3 people unsubscribe throughout a price increase email sequence. Why? This is because people are curious. Your emails are serving as a touch point with your clients every single day, and they work within your funnel, because for every offer that you are trying to sell, you should have an email sequence that's leading them towards that after they've purchased or enrolled in the free offer prior to that offer you're trying to get them to buy. So a funnel is a mapped out trajectory of your free and paid offers that makes logical sense for how they're going to hop from one offer to another. This is why people often call it a value ladder. It's your stack of offers. And this is exactly what you create inside of your programs with me. So if you're curious, well, Christina, what do these price increase emails sound like and look like? You're in luck, because I have a price increase email sequence that you can purchase for me in the show notes so that you can experience what my sales copywriting skills are like. My clients have recently called me the queen of originality. They say, we love to watch your brain at work with sales copy because it is my jam. And the reality is, funnels cannot be built without insanely high converting sales copy. And finding your brand voice in the saturated online world has become more difficult than ever. So let my templates help you out. Let's get it flowing. The main thing you're going to see is how action-oriented the sales copy is that we write. So one of the ways that you can make it unique to your brand voice, whip out your thesaurus, change up the action verbs, change up the adjectives. In addition to, no one can claim the transformations that your ideal clients have had because of you. That is something that no one else on this planet possesses. And that's the power I want you to step into. That's the power from which you are going to sell. And if you don't have excellent client results yet, I want to show you how to get them. This all happens as a result of your offer structure. I mentioned the hybrid offer. Okay. As a former assistant principal, as a former teacher, I understand both adult learning, because I had to lead professional learning for adults, as well as the structure of how to backwards design. So how to reverse engineer your process. I give you all of the templates to do this as well inside of my funnel building programs. Because again, if you don't know your process, then you can't verbalize to people how you're going to get them results. So we do this through frameworks, through strategies, And think about it like this, okay? If you have a sandwich, you're going to have the buns that are your outside layers, and then you're going to have your condiments, then you're going to have your meat, your cheese, and then your lettuce and tomato in the middle. When you create your programs, inside of those programs, it has to be the same way, like peeling an onion. You've got to go deeper and deeper so that you can really, really articulate and help people get those results by getting nitty gritty with your process. So check out the show notes for the sales copy email templates. I hope you all enjoyed this episode.
Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.